8:14, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
And it is time for our weekly Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Road opener for the Chiefs on Sunday night, heading to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Of course, our visits with Mitch on Friday mornings are brought to you by American Ag Credit. As we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning, Theodore. Yes, it's a Rojo Red Friday in all of its glory, and headed to Atlanta tomorrow.
I've got two words to sum up what I think about that football game last week. Left tackle.
Ooh, you are very astute, you Hall of Fame broadcaster, Marconi winner, Steve McIntosh. There was also Trey Hendrickson, a wily veteran, underrated as an edge rusher, going, looked like Moe on the Three Stooges with our guy Kingsley Suamatia being Shemp or Curly. I mean, it was, he was doing everything to him. It was rough. So we got to figure out where we go from here. Maybe Wanye Morris to start on Sunday.
And revamping the Chiefs running game, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a gigantic blow. So now you got Hollywood Brown and Pop Pacheco out. And it's going to be, like I've told you many times, it's not a one-for-one replacement here. As far as bodies, this is going to be an algebraic equation with several variables. But Carson Steele, and this is one of my thesis points of this game, is these rookies, we talk about them week one. We're counting on these guys now more than ever. But then week one to week two, we saw Xavier Worthy get pushed around, Suamatia that Steve already talked about. And you, Carson Steele gets stripped of the ball. I mean, like, welcome to the league, rookies. Well, now you're going on the road to face a team that's all fired up after a Monday rally against the Eagles on the road. So, yes, these rookies are facing a lot of pressure this week.
And you get to visit another one of the new palaces in pro football, the $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Chiefs' first visit there.
Dropped by the Klingons just a couple years ago. They brought it down and just bolted it to downtown Atlanta and then took off again. So we don't know when they'll be back, but do they want it back? I guess Atlanta's only leasing it from the Klingons, but it is something out of Star Wars, yes.
This is a Chiefs don't play the Falcons very often. One of the least played rivalries in franchise history.
Yeah.
Yep, haven't played them since the COVID year of 2020. We barely beat them 17-14 in that game. But then go back to the last time we were in Atlanta was one of the more memorable regular season games in NFL history because it was the game where Eric Berry, recovering from cancer, an Atlanta native who had done his cancer rehab at Emory University, prestigious in Atlanta, was going back to Atlanta for the first time since his cancer was diagnosed and treated, and he had a pick six in that game, handed the ball to his mom. Later in the game, he had a pick two, the only pick two so far in NFL history, and that was the margin of victory. And by the way, the final score for the Chiefs was 29, a weird football number, but it's the number of Eric Berry's jersey. You couldn't make any of that up.
As we mentioned last week.
What is it? Sometimes art imitates, or life imitates art, or, reality stranger than fiction. That's what this game was.
Either way, yeah, that was a lot of convergence. As we mentioned last week, the Chiefs survive a tough early schedule with two home games against good opponents and rivals in the conference. And now, a ton of road games now after starting out with a couple of homes.
Well, and the NFC South is now looking upon very differently than at the beginning of the year when they thought this was the worst division in the NFL. Not so much. Not with the Saints blowing everybody out that they can find. The Falcons getting a 70-yard touchdown drive, 34 seconds in Philadelphia to win that game. And so it looks like that division is going to be Andre. So that's who we play this year in the NFC crossovers. And Atlanta's got first-round picks all over the place. They're a talented team. The Chiefs will have to play. They'll have to play very well to win this game.
And even though these Chiefs victories don't at times seem crisp or beautiful as written up, Andy Reid continues to win games in the month of September.
29-9. That was my Minute with Mitch thesis this week on your air, and then in the television markets where I'm on with that. Because when will the NFL ever learn? And it's why I do training camp reports with you guys. Well, while the rest of America vacations many times in the summer, the Chiefs are working. And some of these NFL teams are just very laissez-faire in how they approach their off seasons. The Chiefs are not. But that usually leads to September victories and pulling games out of the fire. Now, next week, I'll give you a little, because I know Steve is a master bridge player, that I'm going to bring up. It's almost, Ted, like the Chiefs are playing no Trump bridge. No Trump is the highest bid you can have in bridge, which means I can use all four suits. There's no suit that's one Trump. And so that's what the Chiefs are doing here. Think about all the different ways they have won. Mm-hmm. Here's your stat of the morning. 10 times now in the last 23 victories, the Chiefs have won with Patrick Mahomes being under his passing average. So it's Butker kicking every field goal he can find. It's the defense scooping scores. Oh, and then it's Mahomes throwing a 44-yard touchdown pass. But he doesn't have to throw for 400 yards to win. That's actually a very good sign for this team.
We also take a look at the Chiefs in some of the things in tight end Travis Kelce. Only 3 targets, only one catch last week. Are teams handling him differently, or is this a combination of something else?
No, they're actually handling him the same, which means they're going, until you get one of these other dudes, just lighten us up. Now, Rashee Rice did that in week 1 to Baltimore, but he didn't so much last week. Sands, the 44-yard touchdown reception, teams are going to go, we're going to do this until proven different.
Okay.
Now, familiarity is a big part of this because we have played very familiar opponents here in Baltimore and Cincinnati, right? You just mentioned, we don't see Atlanta a lot. You can look at it on film, you can look at it on paper, but until you live it and to see Kelce in all of his regalia, they don't see Kelce. He's the best in that's ever done it. And so I expect Kelce to have a big game, even if they do try to bracket him, because they're just not used to playing against him.
The Chiefs and the Falcons, Sunday Night Football. Game pregame coverage at 6 o'clock with Mitch on the Chiefs Radio Network. Kickoff at 7:20 p.m. Sunday right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch, I must ask you, how does this matchup, it doesn't happen all that often, between the Chiefs and the Atlanta Falcons somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs Mercedes-Benz Stadium update?
Steve, take the palm of your hand and get ready to – don't do anything with it. Just think about the sandwich that will soon fill it, and you can eat it. That's because otherwise this is kind of obvious, because every year, seemingly every year, we've got to have our usual – Ted, get ready for it – Jumpy Gathers.
Jumpy.
It's like a birthday. We do it every year. The birds of Capistrano fly up on the windowsills of Odyssey, Wichita, and then fly away to be her seen again a year from now. Jumpy Gathers, we think about him as a Washington now commander, but he was great for them, won a Super Bowl with them, one of the few Shockers to have a Super Bowl ring, right?
Yep.
But we forget about his 3 years as an Atlanta Falcon. He was really good as an Atlanta Falcon, world number 97, 18.5 sacks in 3 years for Atlanta. And was outstanding and really fashioned a terrific career. But I think that the biggest game would have been September the 18th, 1994, because the Atlanta Falcons lost to the Kansas City Chiefs 30-10 in that game. Now, I'm being myopic with this, Plapa, because that was my first year as the voice of the Chiefs, my third regular season game and my second game on the road. But I was so proud to talk about Jumpy Gathers from Wichita State. And but anyway, Jumpy, fly into the windowsill of Odyssey, Wichita, and then fly away again. We'll bring you up again next year. But can't have Jumpy if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
Jumpy.
And it all ties in because the Friends Falcons lead the nation in sacks.
Ding. See, it's all poetic.
Yeah.
It's Eric Berry getting the 29th point on the only pick 2 ever scored in NFL history, and the Friends Falcons. Somehow it comes always back to the Friends Falcons once a year, too. So, yes, way to go, Friends.
Have a great call, Mitch. Enjoy the new stadium.
See you, boys.
All right.
There he is, Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We visit with Mitch live every Friday morning and get a Chiefs preview courtesy of American Ag Credits.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minute, Sean says the media has given Harris a complete pass. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Where'd you get that grin? Right above your chin.
Why is everyone smiling? Because my Key Lime Pie concretes are back, and they're bursting with flavor. Starting with the world's finest vanilla frozen custard, we add a whole slice of sweet and tangy Key Lime Pie, crust and all. It's part.